Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 12 of season 3. This week we are studying 2 Nephi chapters 31 through 33. This week's reading contains the end of Nephi's record. And as we talked about in last week's podcast, Nephi's commitment to personal accountability is clearly evident in the writings he's done before and in these final writings as well. There were a number of principles in these chapters that I believe can assist us with our mental health. And the first is in 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 16 through 20. And that reads, "And now, my beloved brethren, I know by this that unless a man shall endure to the end in following the example of the Son of the living God, he cannot be saved. Wherefore, do the things which I have told you that I have seen that your Lord and Redeemer should do. For this cause have they been shown unto me, that you might know the gate by which ye should enter. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. And then ye are in this straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate, ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son, and ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he hath made, that if ye entered in by the way, you should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into this straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come this far, save it were by the word of Christ with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life." In these scriptures, Nephi is talking about spiritual progression. Basically, he is teaching that there is a place to start. There are some essential things that we need to do to begin the process, but just because we've started the process doesn't mean that we are complete. Entering in at the gate or starting the process is only the beginning. After that, we need to continue faithful, as he says, enduring to the end in order to achieve the ultimate goal. Spiritual progress takes time. It has to be commenced, as Nephi instructed, and then it has to be continued in order to be effective. Mental health progress is no different. We need to find a place to start and then need to be consistent in our efforts to eventually get results. In my career working with people, and I've had the same experience personally as well, oftentimes people will get motivated for change and get excited about moving forward. They'll make great efforts for a few days or even a few weeks and then stop doing those things that are helping them change. They'll usually then get frustrated because of their failure and then sometimes blame the process, sometimes they'll blame themselves. But at any rate, they end up stopping what they were doing, and then their progression stops as well. Now, I don't believe there is anything wrong with the process in these cases. It's just the execution. If we want to see positive improvement to our mental health, we need to do those things that lead to improvement, and we need to do them consistently, usually for months and sometimes for years. Now, what are those things that we need to do? What are the tasks that can help improve our mental health? Well, that's individual for everyone. I wish I could tell you right now there was one thing that everyone could do that would improve their mental health, one specific thing, and I don't know that it would apply to everyone. First, we need to figure out what our personal liabilities are, what our struggles are, and then we can develop personalized strategies to overcome them. A good way to do this is to work with professionals and other helpers to best understand what tools will work best for us. Another excellent resource is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can be a wonderful teacher for improvement in any area of our lives. He doesn't just teach about spiritual improvement, but can help us understand how to become better in any area that helps us become more like the Savior. Nephi teaches about this principle in 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3, which reads, Angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, wherefore they speak the words of Christ. Wherefore I say unto you, feast upon the words of Christ, for behold, the words of Christ will tell you all things what ye should do. The words of Christ, which can be found in Scripture and also can be taught through the influence of the Spirit, are going to tell us all things that we should do. I always encourage people to seek revelation when it comes to trying to improve their mental health. The Spirit can inspire us in many different ways to improve our mental health. It can help us find a good professional. It can help us know what interventions to try. It can help us connect with friends and others for needed support, just to name a few different ways. Don't leave the Lord out of your emotional and mental health improvement. He will guide and direct you as you genuinely and humbly seek His guidance. The last principle that stood out to me in this week's readings is found in 2 Nephi chapter 33, starting in verse 1, which says, "And now I, Nephi, cannot write all the things which were taught among my people, neither am I mighty in writing like unto speaking. For when a man speaketh by the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost carrieth it unto the hearts of the children of men. But behold, there are many that harden their hearts against the Holy Spirit, that it hath no place in them. Wherefore they cast many things away which are written, and esteem them as things of naught. But I, Nephi, have written what I have written, and I esteem it as of great worth, and especially unto my people. For I pray continually for them by day, and mine eyes water my pillow by night because of them. And I cry unto my God in faith, and I know that He will hear my cry. And I know that the Lord God will consecrate my prayers for the gain of my people, and the words which I have written in weakness will be made strong unto them, for it persuadeth them to do good. It maketh known unto them of their fathers, and it speaketh of Jesus, and persuadeth them to believe in Him, and to endure to the end, which is life eternal." Two times in these four verses, Nephi mentions that he does not believe that he is very good at writing. He says that he is a much better speaker than he is a writer. Later this year in our studies, we'll read a similar sentiment expressed by the prophet Moroni. Yet Nephi was commanded to write his words, even though he felt like it was something that he wasn't very good at. He also believed that the Lord would make those words strong, which indeed happened. Now, Nephi could have said, "I'm not any good at writing," or, "People won't understand my writings," and simply refused to do as the Lord had commanded. But instead, he faced his fears and his insecurities, and thank goodness he did, because his writings are definitely some of the most inspiring and powerful in the entire Book of Mormon. This is such a good lesson in doing difficult things. All mental health and emotional improvement is going to be difficult. It's an uphill battle, no matter how you approach it. And that's okay. It's okay to struggle when trying to improve. It's okay to feel weak and incapable when trying to do something difficult. A great key to mental health improvement is to persist. Don't back down because of the challenge. Keep going, even though it may be one of the more difficult things you've ever done. You can follow Nephi's example of choosing to move forward, even though it was uncomfortable for him, and even though it might be uncomfortable for you, and you will eventually achieve results that will greatly bless your life. I always end these podcast episodes with an invitation to act, and just invite you to give prayerful consideration to which of these invitations might be good for you to do. And here's the one for this week. We know that personal revelation can be an essential part of helping us know how to make effective changes in our lives. So on a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself on your current ability to receive personal revelation. And then, what can you do to improve your ability to receive personal revelation? Answer that question. I have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement the weekly invitations. To find out how to get these, just sign up for my email newsletter. You can find that link in the show notes. Also invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you can easily access new episodes each week, and please share this podcast with others. There's written transcripts of the podcast as well. You can find that link in the show notes. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.